You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland, and we've got a full house again. We've done this a little more often than not anymore, having three on the podcast, but with me, I have Ray, our Omaha Area Director and the Social Media Specialist, and then Executive Director, International Speaker and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. What's up, guys?
It's a beautiful day to get together and talk some BNI stuff, isn't it?
I would agree.
Every day is a beautiful day to get together and talk BNI stuff, but I think we have a unique opportunity for the three of us to be in one room recording a podcast in, Subaville Studios?
This is Subaville Studios. Yep, LLC. So what we're going to do today, though, and you've possibly heard this before if you've been staying up on the podcast, and you'll probably hear it very much in the future, but we're going to flip it over to Ray to kind of give Vince and I the opportunity to kind of be interviewed. So it's not us interviewing.
I think we're going to debate this, actually.
All right, here we go. I'm going to have to get the little boxing gloves things out and put you guys in your little corners here again with Subaville Studios. Here we go.
To be very clear, the topic is something we both train on. I think we might debate a little, and that's okay.
And it's something that should be kind of familiar to all of our members. If you've taken the Live Member Success Program course, you've had the chance to see this slide, and we always get people that comment on it. It's commonly referred to as the Rise Slide. It's the reasons people join BNI and why people stay in BNI, and it's a acronym RISE, Revenue, Influence, Structure, and Education. So there's four things that are in here. And I kind of wanted to get your guys' expert opinions because you are kind of the masterminds of BNI Heartland, whether you like to take that mantle on or not. But here we go. So we've got four reasons, and we're going to go through the order that you are in, RISE, Revenue, Influence, Structure, and Education. And these are the reasons people join BNI in that order, but there's also a twist at the end, and we'll kind of come back to that. So starting with revenue, I'm going to start with Vince on revenue. What is your take on that?
Well, I think the easy answer is if you ask somebody, why did you apply for membership, become a member of BNI, they're going to tell you grow their business. And grow their business means at the end of the year, the day, the week, the month, they have a greater bottom line. So they have more revenue. And when you look at our mission statement, our mission is to help members increase their business. Again, increase their business means they're going to get more referrals, which theoretically turn into more money. So put money in their pocket, plain and simple.
And that's reason number one why people join BNI.
Do you have anything to...
I will agree with you on this one. I'm going to put a little extra into it, though. A podcast that Ivan did with a person named Tony, and he talked about the excitement of passing the referrals at the end of the meeting. And unfortunately, one of our core values, tradition plus innovation, with the app and with the opportunity to put it in the system, I did quote, you can't see that, we're losing a little bit of that excitement. So I think it is safe to say that when a visitor comes to BNI and sees that referral and testimonial part, they're seeing the revenue that members are getting for their business that excites them. And as presidents say, the most important part of the meeting, and as Tony said, that excitement is what gets people excited to join BNI because they see the revenue. They see people getting referrals for their business as then Vince said, to make more money. That's why I think it's number one on why people join. But we'll do that twist in a minute.
All right. And then reason number two that people join here was influence. Now, this is the one where I'm worried I'm going to have to kind of get in between you guys. So if you hear things kind of thrown around in Subaville Studios, everything is okay. We'll sort it out later. So Vince, where does the influence come in?
Well, I think the influence comes in, again, I'm going to refer to a core value, building relationships. You have the opportunity to build relationships with a group of people that you probably didn't know most of them before becoming part of BNI. So you have the opportunity to influence them by educating them and training them to be your sales team. And that influence that you ultimately have with them is what turns into that revenue that you're looking for. So they kind of build on each other. They join for revenue, but in order to get that revenue, they've got to influence the people there to pass them referrals.
Okay, and Brandon has a little bit different interpretation, but still kind of complementary to yours.
So looking at it as why people join BNI, I saw it as this is the influence the chapter had on the visitor that was visiting that chapter. I've heard quite a few times people, a visitor, stand up at a meeting and say, you know, I've visited three or four chapters at this point, but this is the one that I want to submit my application to. And what I saw was they fit into that culture of that chapter. And as Ivan says, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Every BNI chapter across the world follows the exact same structured agenda that has been written. But if you go to three different ones, you're going to see different meetings with their own culture. So how I interpreted that was a visitor can be influenced by a specific chapter's culture, and that's what would drive them to join. But I don't think Vince and I really have ever talked about it, and I really do like his view on it, as you have the opportunity to influence your members.
Well, I think one thing to add there also is the philosophy of BNI. It's giver's gain. So in order for you to have influence on other people or other people to influence you, there has to be that giver's mentality. And that goes both ways. Mm-hmm. You know, a visitor has to be willing to, you know, give a little bit to become a member. And the chapter has to be willing to give a little bit to potentially accept that member. So I think that does actually come back to what BNI was built on, too. Mm-hmm.
And that leads right into our third point, which is structure. This is kind of one of the things that people find attractive about BNI, maybe not as much as the revenue or the influence that they were talking about earlier, but still a big reason as to why people join BNI. Brandon, what do you feel the structure brings as that goes?
So I agree with you, Ray, and what you said, but I think it's initially when the visitors or a new member see that structure. I remember when I first visited a chapter 10 years ago now, I enjoyed the structure and I saw the value of it, but I would safely say it wasn't until about a year or so later that I really started respecting the structure. And so I think that's why it sits a little lower on why people join, because, oh yeah, this is nice. It's a good use of time. I know when visitors give their feedback to the chapter, they usually say, I like how organized this is and how you guys are focused. So I think the structure is important and a visitor or new member see it. But when we get to the twist, I think you'll understand why it sits where it sits in the list.
I think you absolutely nailed it.
Oh, boom!
Because it is. It's third on this list. And I've said for years, I probably heard it before I was an executive director, that people become part of BNI despite the attendance requirement, the agenda, despite that structure, but they stay because of it. And that's really what we're talking about with the twist when we look at why people, you know, stay and renew in BNI. But this is the question of why people join. It's a little bit farther down the list. But at the end of the day, when you think about business owners and empowered sales professionals and the target market of BNI, they're not necessarily looking for structure, yet they need it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the last reason people join BNI, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's unimportant to you when you join, but maybe it's the least important when you join, would be that education. Why do you think that is further down in the list for people that are looking to join?
Well, we have education throughout the meeting. We have education opportunities beyond podcasts, blogs, trainings, workshops, all those things. But as a new member, as a visitor, you don't get to see all of that. You don't know all of the resources that are out there. And honestly, let's think about when the education coordinator gets up there. As a visitor, you've now done open networking for 15 minutes. You're sitting down, getting settled in. They introduce the leadership team. And the next thing you know, you've got somebody up there doing education. This is kind of the time where a visitor might be settling into the meeting and letting their brain slow down a little bit. So I don't think they get the full effect of what the education coordinator brings to the meeting in those earlier visits, in the earlier meetings. And every now and then, though, I do get a compliment on my education as the director. I enjoy that.
And I think, Brandon, it's important to realize on this slide that this is answering the question why people become part of BNI. Mm-hmm. And I think you can suffice it to say people don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And they hear the term networking as an example, and don't really think about the education that can go into making what they're doing all over more efficient and effective. So that isn't something I think that comes to mind right away, that we're going to help support you to be better at this thing called networking. Mm.
So this is where we come to the twist part of it, because we went through these reasons in order of why people join BNI, revenue being most important, then influence, structure, then education. But why people decide to stay in BNI is taking those four concepts and turning them upside down. It doesn't relate quite as easy as saying rise backwards. It would be ESER, which just sounds kind of weird. But that's really what it is. We're turning this upside down just a little bit. And those same reasons, that the ones that were most important when you joined, are a little bit less important as to why you stay. So why do you think education is most important when people are looking at factors to stay in BNI?
When I get to present or do a workshop with this, I always ask my participants, raise your hand if you've got something out of BNI more than just a referral. And every time, almost everybody raises their hand. And what that is it's education. It's working on their business. They learn something that another member taught them. They learn something from an article they read or a podcast they listened to. And that's our goal in BNI, is to educate members on how to grow their business through referral marketing opportunity. But once again, that becomes more relevant the more you are in BNI, the more you are in your chapter.
Yeah, I think it sounds almost cliche, but you know, they now see it, they feel it. We're asking them why they're still a member, so ultimately why they renewed, and they have a better understanding of all the things that are involved with being part of BNI, part of a BNI chapter, part of another person's sales team, support team. So much there, and that education throughout a year, whether it's inside the meeting or outside the meeting. There's so much there. And I don't think when you ask a person up front, why did they become a member, that's anywhere on their radar. And it's much more prevalent and knowledgeable. They have more education on it to answer that question.
Yep, I agree 100%.
So you've kind of answered this one too, and with your response to education, Vince, and talked about a little bit before on the way up with structure. But structure is reason number two as to why people stay in BNI. What is Brandon's already laughing a little bit on this one.
I got a story. Can I share my story? Just really quick.
You're going to, whether I say yes or no.
That's
so why
true.
Don't you share it?
So, you know, been in BNI for a long time, and I went to a philanthropic organization, and I went to one of their meetings. I was getting interested in starting a group myself, and I remember them sitting around a table, and they were talking a little bit. And I was just frustrated. I was frustrated because there was no structure to the meeting. And so I finally had to tell myself, Brandon, this is not BNI. This is just a group of people getting together to do some good things for the community. And I really had to set myself back because I'm so immersed into that structure of BNI. And I respect it so much that it's hard to translate when I'm in other areas.
I think that's a fair assessment. I would go kind of back to, though, why people stay in BNI. They have that almost need within that they don't realize is there, that they now realize is helping them grow their business. I used the term earlier, more efficiently. Mm-hmm. You have this group of people out helping you get referrals. Think for a moment about how much it would cost you to hire one salesperson. Just one. And you have a group of 20, 30, 40, 60 people for a pittance of what it would cost to hire one salesperson.
All right, so to kind of wrap this up a little bit more quickly here, we've got the last 2 points, which were influence and revenue. Again, talked about it earlier as to why people join BNI. They do kind of taper off as to why people stay in BNI. Any reason you think those kind of taper off?
I think with revenue specifically, it's at such the forefront when you become a member that we're going to help you increase your business, that it almost becomes a second thought as you stay, because it's almost probably unfortunately taken for granted. I'm part of this. I've built the relationships. I have the influence with these people. I'm going to get the referrals. But we've seen people leave BNI for some of the right reasons. I mean, moving, changing jobs, and that just doesn't happen when you leave. So I almost think the revenue side is almost taken for granted when you ask somebody why they stayed.
I think it comes down also to the VCP process. We start with visibility. People know who you are and what you do. You move into credibility. They know how well you do that then. And then that leads to the profitability. Well, if you're doing that as a continuum, you will find that it's easier to consistently do your visibility because you've gone to so many meetings. You've done so many one-to-ones. You've built your credibility. And then profitability is a little more consistent. So as we talk about why people stay in BNI, you need to look at some of our 15, 20, 25-year members. They're definitely getting the revenue, I would say.
I would agree, and I don't think that comes to mind, though, exactly. When you ask them why they
exactly. And the influence is still there, but they've done the legwork. They're doing those one-to-ones. They consistently do that, and it's no longer sitting down the first time where I'm going to teach you everything about myself. It is now sitting down and saying, look, at who are your next few clients that I could help you with, and vice versa. And that's why that influence is still there, but you already have a good base of that, so it's not as focused on.
All right. Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. I'm glad I didn't have to break out the bell and kind of push back in your corners here today. So everybody was very civil, and we handled this very well. We might have to do this a few more times here with the three of us. Any other parting thoughts, Vince or Brandon?
I don't.
No, I don't. I don't.
I've said what I wanted to say. I think that this is an awesome way to look at your membership as a BNI member and realize how much more there is really there in BNI outside of the revenue, because there's so much more to BNI than just money. And if you do the research, money actually is more of a demotivator than a motivator. And so people join, I think, to get that, but when they think about why they stay, that no longer is the motivating factor. The other things are.
I had a member share, and then I'll close it out after this, but I did have a member share that they liked this when they went through a training with me, because what it reminded them is when they go for their renewal time, they always ask themselves, am I going to renew? And he said, the revenue's there. I like my chapter. The influence is there. But I asked myself this question, what will I do consistently each week to work on my business and in my business? And he says, BNI is always the answer. And I think that comes down to the education and the structure side.
I think that's awesome.
And for our listeners, this is just a reminder that these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@BNIHeartland, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, you did a great job.
Thanks. I've been practicing.
I appreciate that. And Vince, it was fun. I really appreciate the conversations that we get to have. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.